James, I reckon, and I don't know for a fact, is a wood. But James, would you like to tell me what you actually are? Because we've got the charts up, so now we know. Daymaster, okay, year animal. And it's like if you had a pendant, that would be the two things that you would have. That's your identity in its simplest format. So James, who you've never met, but you probably feel like you know really well, is a... Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And the episodes at the moment have gone completely and utterly off brief, OK? Because basically James keeps asking me questions and I keep going, roll the camera. And now we've gone down a complete sideline and everyone's super interested in Barzi reading and they all want to know about themselves. So I said, you know what? Let's just pause. We were going to do bad breath, but we're not. So, I've just talked in the last episode all about daymasters and spiritual lessons and can you change a daymaster and what do you do about it? And I've just explained all of that in the previous episode. So, that has now, of course, immediately ensued to, well, hang on a minute, how do I find out about what my daymaster is and what can you tell me about myself? Which is what James now wants to know. So, when I was delivering the last podcast, I was talking a lot about woods. Now, that is because I am a Barzi chart reader by career. So, I'm pretty good at working out what people are just kind of psychically and intuitively. So I was using wood as my example because I thought I guarantee that James is a wood just because I'm used to working with you now and I can see how his modus is and he likes to problem solve and I can see he gets pissed off with things if they don't run smoothly because he likes to be in charge and you can't tell him what to do because he's got it all under control and blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking I guarantee he's a wood. And also my husband is a fake wood, so I'm really used to woods. Okay, I know what they're all about. So I do invite you to pop onto my website at this moment in time, if you can, and if not, just enjoy the episode. I'll just make you laugh instead. Okay, and find out your daymaster, okay, because it's there for you to see. It's free. And then there are free fact sheets about all the different daymasters. They are either fire, earth, metal, water, or wood. You are going to be one of those five, okay? And that for all that free stuff, you're going to find out a whole load of really juicy things about yourself. So without any preparation whatsoever, I hasten to add, this is like Paul Daniels' magic show here. I am now going to tell everyone in the studio about themselves and they can't wait. So that's why we've done a stopgap on bad breath and we're all about James. So James, I reckon, and I don't know for a fact, is a wood. But James, would you like to tell me what you actually are? Because we've got the charts up, so we now we know.
Yes. So is it dragon?
I bet you're a dragon.
Yeah.
Is it earthly branch?
Yes, and it's down in the year.
Yeah.
And you're a dragon.
Dragon.
So James, who you've never met, but you probably feel like you know really well, is a yang wood dragon. Okay, so what does this mean? So yang woods... Okay, now, when you have a yangwood energy, it is very dynamic, okay? You have to think of springtime, okay? So springtime is a very dynamic, forceful energy frequency, and it's got everything under control. Okay, the wood element is very much about decision-making, it's about planning, it's about organising, it's about structuring, and above all, it's about being in charge. So you will find with yangwoods, they absolutely do not like having a boss. They will be self-employed, or they will be a freelancer, or they will basically be in charge of what it is that they have to do, and they're very good at working with people, but ultimately they get the final say because they're in charge. And so they call the shot. And so they're really good at being bosses. You often find benevolence and compassion and sort of thoughtfulness and kindness comes also when you have a wood in balance, that you will get that energy frequency as well. So they actually do make extremely good leaders, okay? Because often they will make good judgment. The reason they like being in charge is they're actually naturally good at it, and therefore they will get very exasperated if some other muppet has taken over and they're second in command and this idiot's making all the wrong decisions and they know it. They can't cope. So they're like, oh, just give it all to me and I'll just do it. Now, the other thing about woods is that the energy of the wood frequency is very dynamic. So they're very good at working. So you actually want to, if you want to have a project well run and you want it to go successfully and according to time and be properly delivered and all done correctly, and you want someone to work hard, you definitely want a good yang wood at the helm because they will work really hard, okay? And they will work all the time because they've got so much energy, they're constantly on it, okay? Now, that can be quite exhausting because often you find with yang wood people that they find it very hard to switch off because they've always got something to do. So this could manifest itself at home whereby it could be the partner could be going, darling, why don't you just come and relax for a bit? Oh, I've got so much to do. Okay. Oh, no, I can't. I've just got to do this and then I'll do that. Everyone's literally, James is like, oh my God, actually stop the camera, stop rolling. Right. Okay. So basically at home, their partner will be going, darling, could just come and relax. Just come and watch telly. They have to be always doing something. Okay. They've got to physically doing something all the time. So if they are going to relax and watch TV, they've probably got their phone out at the same time because they've got to just answer an email at once because everyone needs them and oh, everything relies on them and they can't possibly stop it because it would all fall apart if they weren't at the helm making all these decisions. So that is very much the Yang Wood character. Now, the thing about the Yang Wood is you've got to be careful because they can actually work themselves to sickness. You can watch it because you're not a machine, Yang Woods. You have to relax. There is a balance in life between doing, which you're really good at and comes naturally, and being. And here is the life lesson that actually what we're here to cultivate, and this is what we need to understand, is that in this 21st century crazy world where AI is about to take over, so human beings right now are like, we're having to work like machines, aren't we? If you think about 100 years ago, we had far more downtime than we have now. Now, we literally say, I'm not a machine. Well, wood people are about as close as you're going to get to a machine. They're pretty robotic in terms of what they can deliver. But ultimately, we're not machines. We're humans, and we're humans going through a deep spiritual evolution right now. And this is the other aspect of wood, because what is wood actually about? Never mind the work ethic. What are they here to do? The wood is about the blueprint of the soul. I mean, that's like the favourite drop of gold, which I love telling people about. The blueprint of the soul. The blueprint. Why you're here. What is the point? When you take your last breath, woods, and you look back over and you're about to take your last breath. Go there now. We're all going to have one. Your last breath. And you look back. Are you going to look back on your life and go, oh, I'm so glad I was that productive? Okay, nothing wrong with being productive. But what is it that you want to produce? What is that? What does your soul actually crave? Is it just busy doing nothing? Is it busy being busy? Is it being busy being productive, or is it actually busy? And this is where we really go to the high virtue of the wood, which is the hero, which is saving the world. So one area of owning your health, which in my opinion is a complete minefield, is the supplement market. There are so many brands of supplements out there. We know they're good for us, but it's like, oh my God, where do we start? Who do we go to? And this is why I'm really, really proud to be talking about Dr. Vegan. Now, Dr. Vegan is on a bit of a mission, just like me, because they want to help you own your health. So one of the things that we need to be very careful about is the planet. So we need to think about the packaging. We need to think about the bulking agents. We need to think about the fact things are vegan. Dr. Vegan offers all of that. No bulking agents, no toxicity. All of the packaging can be biodegradable. Everything's been scientifically proven. Everything's been tested and everything ultimately works. Now, I'm really proud to be talking about this brand, and they have a range of different supplements that you can take. They have on their website a free service, which is a free online diet profile, which has been expertly designed by nutritionists. So with that, Dr. Vegan is very happy in return for the fact that I've been banging on about them so much because they're so good to give us a 25% discount. And the 25%, you just put Brindle25 into your checkout and you will get 25% off your first order. Most wood people tend to think about the future. Why? Because the absolute key component of the wood frequency, legacy. Because it's a tree. And what do trees do? They outlive the human lifespan. They leave behind a legacy. And what is that legacy? A statue of some bloke that was in charge of the slave trade, which there are many where I live in Bristol, which makes my skin crawl. What are those statues doing? A legacy of a street name or a legacy of naming a disease after yourself? Is that your legacy? Is that what you want? Oh, you've got Addison's, you've got Parkinson's. Great, this name, Parkinson's, suffering. Is that what you want? I was a slave trader. Look at me. Here's a statue erected about myself. This is what I did. I traded human lives in the most barbaric possible way. Everyone look up to me. Really? Really? Is that what you want? Or would you like to leave a light legacy? A light legacy. A legacy like Beatrix Potter, who basically used her fees from her books to buy the Lake District, which we all go and enjoy because she preserved it. That kind of legacy. So what is the legacy? And the exercise I would always invite all woods to give is to really use your planning agent to the best of its ability, to its highest possible spiritual purpose, and decide what is it that you would like to produce, and really make sure that you sock it to its highest possible caliber and its highest possible frequencies, because at that moment in time, when you do exit your life, which you will do at some point in time, you will indeed at that point look back over your life and go, I am so glad that I work so hard to do this brilliant thing, because there are going to be millions and millions of benefactors, whether they are animal or human or plant or whatever, or energetic, whatever it is, which are going to benefit from the legacy of my lifespan here on Earth when I'm at that point of exit. Now, just to finish this, James, who you now know so well, he's a dragon. And that's the second bit. So when you have Barzi readings, now, when you come and see me for 2 whole hours, by the way, because this is just 10 minutes and everyone's riveted, you get 2 hours of this and it's all recorded for obvious reasons. But when you do the quick fix stuff, which is the stuff that we're, which is all the free stuff on the website, the second thing that you need to look at is the year animal. So day master, okay, year animal. And it's like if you had a pendant, that would be the two things that you would have. That's your identity in its simplest format. And the year animal in this instance is a dragon. Now, that is really interesting because it just adds a little bit of extra texture, colour and flavour to this already kind of really interesting stuff over here, which is the dragon is the only animal in the Chinese zodiac, which it's not an actual living creature. You know, the zodiac is full of roosters and pigs and dogs and snakes and rats and oxes and can't think of anything else, but yeah, goats, you know, the rest of it. But basically there's a dragon in there. And you think, well, hang on a minute, there's no such thing. Like, dragons don't actually exist. Okay. Dragons are all over the place. They're in culture, they're in flags. You know, there's all sorts of, you know, dragons being killed by all sorts of different people. St. Patrick in Ireland and, you know, St. George in the UK killing all these dragons. These poor old dragons. What's that all about? And the dragons guard the temples in China and all, and shih tzus were made to look like dragons because they chase off the evil spirits. What is that? Well, according to the ancient theories, is that the idea of the dragon energy, which is what it is that the dragon is an energy frequency, and it is it's an energy which connects heaven to earth. Lunar New Year celebrations, you will always see that they dance the dragon. Okay, and the dragon goes up and down. If you ever look at it on YouTube, you'll see the dragon goes up and down. Why? Because they're connecting heaven to earth. And that is what the dragon does. So dragons don't like the nitty gritty of earth after a while. It gets too much for them. If it all gets a bit soggy and boggy down, it all gets a bit tough. They don't like it. They want to go up into their creative space where everything's high and everything's light. Okay. And everything's divine. And it's really inspiring. And they want to go back up there, but they can't stay there. Because the dragon is the connector frequency. They're not angels. They bring the energy down and they take it back up again. They mix and they make the world a better place. And they need to be inspired. So what you've got here is of somebody who absolutely has to be inspired. You cannot possibly just make podcasts for Coca-Cola, she says, naming and shaming. You just couldn't. You might have done it once upon a time, but you just couldn't do it for too long. Your heart wouldn't be in it. Eventually, you're like, it's killing me. I can't do this. I'd rather work for free. I can't cope. I can't do it. I can't sell my soul. They cannot sell their souls. So what's going to inspire them more than anything else is something high, something exciting, something like Own Your Health with Katie Brindle, because that's going to be really interesting stuff. Because he's going to go, oh God, this is so great. It's so fascinating. And the dragon's going to go, oh yes. Okay. And it's going to feed into that kind of wood kind of energy frequency, where that wood is going to go, and let me take all this creative energy and implement it into a plan and a structure. And I've got to be in charge of it because no one else is going to do it right. And there's the legacy. And it doesn't just have to be Own Your Health with Katie Brindle. It can be any inspiring podcast that will come out of this agency. But that is a very quick 15 minute for free summary. And James is blushing and laughing and I think crying, but literally like going, oh my God, I feel really, really like disarmed over here. And so I think we might leave this episode here. And that was basically what a wood dragon would give you. So hopefully you found that interesting. Do please rate and review James's Barzi on Apple Podcasts. And do please follow me on Spotify. And please do leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And I will come up with some more of these Barzis in another episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.